let me just describe why, intuitively, why a large Reynolds number or a small viscosity produces a peculiar feature. Alright, so say there's this counterintuitive feature that air is it's harder than treacle, because you might have thought treacle was harder to do than air, but it's not true. Air is the hardest. And the reason is the following. If you look at the differential equation, we get viscosity, or 1 over r, times the highest derivative, del squared. So, if you have some air, so this air sitting here in the middle of the room, in fact, any air in this room, the viscosity is irrelevant, because it's tiny, things aren't changing very much, so mu del squared V is negligible. So this air is happily doing its thing, churning through, coming out into the room, and you can ignore its viscosity, because the velocities aren't changing very fast, and del squared V is not especially big. Therefore, mu del squared V, or del squared V over R, is a tiny quantity. So for normal air, which is where nothing much is happening, you can ignore the second derivative term. And so you'll find, if you look at books on CFD, a large discussion of the times when you can ignore the second derivative.